Kidnapped by Robert Louis Stevenson. Read by James McPherson. I'll begin the story of my adventures with a certain morning early in the month of June, in the year of grace 1751, when I left my father's house for the last time. Mr. Campbell, the minister of Essendean, was waiting for me by the garden gate, good man. We walked for a while before he said, "After your mother had died and your father began to sicken, he gave me a letter, which he said I was to give you once you'd sold up the family house and were ready to leave. He said I was to tell you to make for the house of Shaw's, not far from Crammond. 'That's the place I came from,' he said, 'and it's where it befits that my boy should return.'" Mr. Campbell gave me the letter, which was addressed to Ebenezer Balfour, Esquire, of Shaw's. "This will be delivered by my son, David Balfour." "The House of Shaw's!" I cried, my heart beating hard at the prospect now suddenly opening before a lad of 17 years, the son of a poor country squire. "Mr. Campbell, if you were in my shoes, would you go?"
"Of a surety," said the minister.
So I left him and I set off. And on the evening of the second day, I was told that I was in Crammond Parish. Spying a fellow coming along on the shaft of his cart, I asked him if he knew of a house they called Shaw's.
"Aye,"
he said. "Is it a great house?" I asked.
"Doubtless," says he.
"And what of the folk that are in it?"
"Folk?" he cried. "There's nae folk there."
"What? Not Mr. Ebenezer?"
"Oh, aye," says the man. There's the